الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, at that time already Allah ta'ala had decreed that the day of Jumu'ah will be the most Mubarak day of the week. Sayyidul Ayyam Yawmul Jumu'ah. The king of the days of the week is the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah ta'ala had put great blessings, barakat, rahmat in the day of Jumu'ah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came, Allah offered him, every Nabi, Allah offered them the day of Jumu'ah as the best day of the week for the special ibadat of the week. But the Jews were a very obstinate nation and they said, no, we don't want Jumu'ah, we want Saturday Sabt. Allah granted it to them, gave it to them. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, they were also an offshoot of the Jews. Allah offered them also Jumu'ah, they also didn't accept it. They said they want Sunday, and they took Sunday. But our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah had put them the very nature on righteousness and goodness. They accepted Jumu'ah wholeheartedly. So we are the fortunate ummah that the day that was the most blessed day of the week, and we have got that day as our special day for ibadah. There was Bhai Abdul Wahab of Ween and Marhum, who was the Harubar of Haji Bhai Padia Marhum. He went for Hajj in those days when Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in Medina Park, and most of the people used to be connected for the Islah Ta'alluq Bayat to Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Maulana told him, I want to see you on a separate time, I want to tell you something special. When he went, Maulana told him, see, you people in South Africa, on a Friday, you just have dar chawal, dal and rice. So what you do, have your dal and rice whenever you want to, but for Friday, cook the best meal of the week. Everyone likes food. The day you're going to get your best meal, automatically you look forward to that day. Then Maulana said, your children, you give them the proper bath of the week, Saturday night, Sunday, and you put the best clothes for them on Sunday. So give them the proper bath of the week, Thursday night, Friday morning, and the best clothes according to Shariat, put it on for them for Friday. Everyone likes clothes. The day you're going to wear the best clothes of the for the week, you're going to look forward to that day. Then Maulana said, if you are giving your children pocket money spending, give them little bit extra on Friday. And if you are not giving them, give them something on Friday. Everyone likes money also. So the day you're going to get your money, you're going to look forward to that day. So in a very beautiful and subtle way, Maulana highlighted the importance and the greatness of the day of Jumu'ah. Also, in the days of apartheid, very long ago, there was a businessman from Potchefstroom in the Western Transvaal who went for a business trip to the Far East together with a white man, Afrikaner. They were together and they were in the hotel also staying together. So with who they were doing business, invited them for a barbecue for a lunch on Sunday afternoon. So this Muslim man told this white Afrikaner man that we are invited, let us go for our lunch, our dinner. So he said, I'm sorry, I can't go. It is my big day of worship and my church day, and I'll be praying my Bible. So he did not go. For the night they were invited again, the Muslim man again told him, we are invited, let us go. That white man, Christian man said, I'm sorry, I can't go. it's my big day of the week, my church day, and I'm going to be praying my Bible. That happened. This Muslim man, alhamdulillah, though the source was not good, but he took a good inspiration. He said that if a non-Muslim Christian whose religion they have changed also, and even so, Sunday is not the big day. By Allah, the big day is Friday. But he observes it so much, even when he's on travel, he's far from home, he observes it, then me as a Muslim, that we have got the actual big day, Friday, why mustn't I observe this day as a great day? He had a very big business, very successful businessman, cash and carry of appliances. Now he has passed away. When I was there one time, it was a Friday, I visited him in his house, and I told him, I heard this about you, I would like to listen to it with you from your own tongue. And he narrated the whole story. So he shouldn't open his business on a Friday. It's not faras, it's not haram if you open your business. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Any person who honors the shi'ar, the great signs of Allah, Allah says that person has got taqwa in his heart. So the Jummah is a great sign of our deen and of Islam and Muslims. So if we honor this day, Allah declares that who will do that? Who have got taqwa in their hearts. And the virtues and the benefits of taqwa untold. And on this, Allah is giving evidence that person has got taqwa. And mashallah, quite a few of our friends hearing of this, they don't do their business on a Friday. And after Friday, when Jummah namaz is finished, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Now spread out in Allah's earth and seek of your rosy. The ulama have written that the barakat of rosy after Jummah is 70 times more than other times. So after Jummah, when you have finished all your things, your ibadat, etc., now go and seek your rosy. How much you will gain in the morning, Allah will not double it up, not triple, 70 times more. Allah will give you your barakat in your rosy. And the talk that on which I'll be basing, the hadith on which I'll be basing my talk, is a hadith that appears in four of the major six hadith kitabs. The famous hadith kitab, Sihai Sitta, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and Nasai Sharif. This hadith appears in four of those kitabs, which shows how authentic the hadith is. And then Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great, great scholar and researcher, he says the most sawab that has been mentioned in any one hadith is in this hadith. So the sawab is also so great, and the hadith is also so authentic. First I will explain this sawab, then I will say how to acquire that sawab, which is very easy. The sawab is that a person who does six things on the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step he takes coming for Jumu'ah, he will get the ibadat of 1 year's continuous ibadat, sawab of 1 year's continuous ibadat for every step, plus 1 year's continuous roza sawab, as though he for one whole year he was making ibadat the full year, day and night, and he kept roza the whole year for every step that he takes. Yeah, where we have parked our cars, from where we have come, some have come from 1-2 kilometers, 3-4 kilometers, how many steps is in there? And if we have to come by car, we are far, every turn of the wheel, inshallah we will get 2 steps sawab. And then as it is where we parked our cars, we came, somebody has taken 500 steps, 1,000 steps, somebody coming from far, 2,000 steps, 3,000 steps, so many years of continuous ibadat sawab we will get, and so many years of continuous rozas that we keep, we will get the sawab. What are the things that we have to do? 6 things we have to do. And they are very simple, and some, most of us, we just need adjustment in one thing of the 6. Most of us, the 5 we are doing, we just need adjustment in one. The 6 things are, the first one is, that take a bath and wear clean clothes. That every Muslim does. We take our bath for Jumu'ah, we put on our clean clothes. So one we are doing already. The second one is to come walking to the masjid. That also all of us are doing. If we are at a distance and we come from the car, no problem. Still we'll get the sawab of walking. This means in the days of the past, there were people, rich people, lords, kings, etc. Then they used to be carried into the masjid to show it's a big person. They shouldn't walk themselves. Today nobody comes like that. Everyone, no matter how rich they are, everyone comes walking. If a person is an invalid, he comes on a wheelchair, he'll also get the sawab. He can't help it. He's an invalid, he can't walk. We are very far from the masjid, we come by car. So that we'll also get the sawab. So that also we are doing, to come walking to the masjid. The third thing is to come as early as possible. And what it means, early as possible, before the second azan takes place. One azan went already, the second azan will start just before khutbah. When there is place in the masjid proper, come into the masjid, don't stay out of the masjid. Because till that time, when the imam stands up to give the khutbah, there are farishta at the doors of the masjid, malaika. And they are writing the names of all who come. Those who come the earliest get the greatest amount of reward. Who come the last get the smallest amount. But when the imam stands up to come and now to the minbar to give the khutbah, they close the register. Now our names won't be recorded in there. If the masjid is full, then the outside people will also be counted as part, because now the masjid is full. But as long as there is place in the masjid proper, come into the masjid. That also most of us, we do, we come. The fourth thing is where we need adjustment generally. And that is to sit as close as possible to the imam. And what does this mean? The place directly behind the imam, that is the best place to be always. Then one to the right, one to the left, until the first saf is full. Till the first saf is full, we must never start the second saf. When the first saf is full, then start the second saf. When that second saf also gets full like that, the best place directly behind the imam, one to the right, one to the left, until that saf is full. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. If people knew the rewards of the first saf, swords will come out in the masjid, they'll fight with one another. You know, though the propaganda that is made, false propaganda, that Muslims just like to fight, they are terrorists at all, it's all false propaganda. We know Muslims are peace-loving people. But if we knew the sawab, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we will fight with one another, I want place in the first saf. But because we are indifferent to our deen, knowledge of deen, whenever there is place, we push the next person in front. If there is a property for sale, we won't push the next person, you go and buy this property, it's a bargain. There we will make sure we go and get it. But for this great reward, we push one another in front. One time we were in Masjid Abrar in Lanesia, and Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was here. It was a weekday and it's a residential area, very few musallis during the week in a residential area. We went and we were making our Zuhr sunnats, and we was all scattered around. We didn't know, we learned what we learned, we pass on to our brothers. When Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi came, he walked from the back directly to the place behind the imam. And as he was walking, he announced and said, "Pehli saf mein jagah hote hue," when there is place in the first saf, "kahi aur namaz parna," to read your namaz anywhere else, apne aap par bara zulm karna hai. You are doing a great wrong to yourself. So great rewards in the first saf, and for no reason you made your namaz somewhere else. It is like a person got 10 million rand to invest. Instead of investing it in Pretoria Central, Joburg Central, Durban Central, he buys a land in the Karoo, in the desert, where nobody is going to rent or anything. So when we come early, this time that we are giving on Jummah, at all times when we come to the masjid, is extremely valuable. More than $20 billion also it is more valuable. But where do we invest it? Somewhere on the sides, at the back. Well, if we come and invest it in the first saf, here also, so to say, there are parking meters here also. that these parking meters, we don't have to put money in them. They pay us. And the greatest reward is for the person in the first saf behind the imam. Then the one to the right, that side. And after that, what the people of the first saf get, the second saf people cannot imagine that reward. So great rewards. And these rewards will be forever. So many of us, we are negligent in this. We come, for example, Fajr, many come early, they read Quran Sharif also, but we sit one side for, if you got back problem, something is different. But for no reason, we sit on the side, etc. We sit anywhere at the back, and then we are losing out great, great rewards. And it's only a timing problem. When namaz starts, our namaz here is not like in the haram, wherever you're standing, you make namaz. Yeah, we all come to the front, we join the serfs. So you are going to join the serf, so just do it 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before. After 10 minutes you are, you're not going to stand one side and make your namaz, you're going to join the serf. So just join the serf before time and get all this great rewards. Because of this one thing that we're not doing, we're losing that for every step, 1 year's continuous ibadat and roza sawab, we're losing it every Jumu'ah. Just because we're not coming to the front, let us always make a habit to fill the masjid from the front properly. The first thing is that we should listen, that we shouldn't do anything useless. Like for example, in the days of before, they had little stones, pebbles in the masjid. So many people got the habit just layani, fuzul, unnecessary thing. You take one stone from this hand, you throw it in this hand, from this hand into this hand. In our time, like playing with your watch all the time, or your cufflinks, or making your glasses right all the time, putting your topi right all the time, don't do anything like that. Sit motionless. How in namaz, we mustn't do any extra thing like that. Listen properly. Don't do anything useless. And the sixth thing is, listen attentively. Don't be half sleepy. Poor Maulana is making his bayan, he's gone to the fourth heaven and he's talking all about great, great things and we are sleeping away. We gone in our dunya and we don't hear what Maulana is saying. Maulana says that for example when you go on safar, when your namaz, your safar namaz, Allah made it half. But we are half sleepy, so we hear Maulana say that namaz is maaf. That's why many of us when we go and suffer, we don't make namaz. We say, Maulana said namaz is maaf. No, Maulana didn't say namaz is maaf. We were half sleepy. So we heard namaz is maaf. Or for example, Maulana say viyaj, interest. In Gujarati we call it viyaj. That viyaj is haram. That we are half sleepy. So what we heard, that Maulana said piyaj is haram. Piyaj is onions. And we like to hear that piyaj is haram because the wives, they want onions when the onion price is very high. And they want it now and now. When the price is low, they don't need it at all. So it suits us fine to tell them that Maulana said piyaj is haram. From now onwards, no more piyaj. Now, and we don't want to hear that piyaj is haram, that interest is haram. So we should listen attentively. So six things if we do for the day of Jumu'ah, we will get this great reward for every step that we take. 1 year's continuous ibadat, 1 year's continuous roza sawab. And so simple the six things. Take a bath and wear clean clothes. That we are doing, most of us. Second thing, come walking. We are all coming walking. Third thing is sit as close as possible to the imam. Come to the front. And this year, where we're sitting on the sides, that is where we are losing the sawab. Listen attentively, don't do anything useless. Six simple things if we observe, every Friday we can't imagine how much sawab we will get. How many Jumas are gone? How many are left in our life? Don't waste those that are left. Make up now. Try and observe these things every Jumu'ah and get this great rewards. Dunya, we can become multi-billionaires. We're going to leave everything behind. What is our real earning is for the akhirat, where it will be permanently, it will be forever. That is what is the real earning of a person. And those are what are called amal sitta li yawm al jumu'ah. Amongst the ulama, the learned and the pious people, six amals for the day of Jumu'ah. Then there are certain other A'mal for Jum'ah, which are called A'mal khassa li yawmil Jum'ah. Special amals for the day of Jum'ah. What are they? They are that we should wake up earlier than usual on Jum'ah. For example, Fajr namaz is 5:30. For example, a person is getting up 5 o'clock, 5:10, whatever time he gets up. For Jum'ah, even 5 minutes just earlier. You'll have made amal on that sunnah also, that you got up earlier for Jum'ah. It shows the respect and honor. Actually, it is to get up much more earlier and make ibadat more for Jum'ah. But even if we get up 2-3 minutes earlier, so every Jum'ah, just set the alarm clock for 5 minutes earlier, we will get the sawab of making amal on this hadith also. Then for the day of Jum'ah, we should try and visit the Qabristan. Till today we know Jews go on a Saturday, Christians go on a Sunday. We should try and make it a point to go on a Friday. There are great virtues to visit the Qabristan, especially on a Friday. And the reason for visiting the Qabristan is not to make isal sawab and dua and maghfirat. That we can make from anywhere if the sawab goes to them. The reason of going to the Qabristan is to take a lesson. This is my final abode. This is where I'm going to come finally. And I want to build my dream house. My qabr is my dream house. This is where I'm going to stay forever and ever. My dream house is not on the beachfront. My dream house is not somewhere high up in the mountains. My dream house is my qabr. And that is what I have to prepare. And no matter how big house I'm staying in, what big mansion I've got, but finally this is going to be my house. So this is what we have to prepare for, to take that lesson. So to go to visit the Qabristan on a Friday. Then to read Surah Kahf, which starts about the half of 15th Supara and ends before the quarter of the 16th Supara. A person, there are many amals in our deen which if we do, Allah Ta'ala will save us from anxiety, pressure, depression, many amals. One of them is this, a person who reads Surah Kahf every Friday. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that when Switzerland can make a watch, that you put it in 20 meters of water, it's waterproof watch, forget a drop of water, not even the vapor of water will go in that watch, waterproof. So what is it difficult for Allah, who is Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, creator of the heavens and the earth, to make a heart that is worry proof? And how to make our hearts worry proof? There are many things. One of them is read Surah Kahf every Jumu'ah. There are many other amals also, but read Surah Kahf, Allah will make your heart worry proof. There can be thousands of problems around you, but Allah won't even allow the vapor of worry to go in your heart. You'll have a peaceful sleep. Your ibadat you'll do with concentration. You won't have all tension and pressure and worry. And when Allah will protect your heart, Allah will protect your whole body, your whole family and everyone. And so Surah Kahf we should try and read every Friday. It will save us from all the tension and pressure of dunya. At the time of maut, which is the most crucial time, in the qabr, on akhirat, qiyamah's day, what a day of tension. You will be saved of all the tension of the day of qiyamah also. So we should try and read Surah Kahf every Friday. We ask ourselves, half of the day is gone, few hours, we are going to be very busy now. Who of us read our Surah Kahf today? We don't read it. We hear of the fazilat over and over, but we don't read it. We don't read Durood Sharif. It's just we have become here from the one side and out from the other side. What is required is amal. Not to talk, not to hear is amal. But most of us, those who are even close, who are learned, but we don't read this. Eh? So to read Surah Kahf. And then to read Durood Sharif in abundance on Jum'ah. Every day we should read Durood Sharif. Today the main, one of the main ibadats of the day of Jum'ah is Durood Sharif. Half the day is gone from last night Maghrib till now, already 12 hours are gone, or more, 18 hours. Till Maghrib today is Jum'ah, then it's finished. Neither how many, 5-6 hours are left for the day of Jum'ah. Ask ourselves, everyone ask ourselves, did I even read one durood today? We got time for all other things, everywhere, and we won't be asked about other things. One person bought a TV, he said, to see news. So ulama explained to him, you say you only, he's a pious man, you're only going to see news. When you die in the qabr, they won't ask you that you, were you following the news. What was the news of the dunya? But after you die, your children will watch TV for all other haram and wrong things. All that guna they will make, you will get the punishment in the qabr also. They might make tawbah afterwards, then their guna will be maaf. But as they are making guna, you getting the punishment in your qabr. So why get ourselves? Read Durood Sharif. What a great ibadah. There is one special durood of Jumu'ah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa alihi alfa alfa marra. 3 seconds it takes to read it. What is it? Oh Allah, send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. That's 1,000,000. So in 3 seconds you send 1,000,000 duroods. And for every durood you send, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. So that's 1,000,000. And Allah sends 10 times 10 million durood sawab you got. Allah said. And we are encouraged to read this durood on a Friday 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. So in about half an hour's time, you can become a billionaire every Friday, and a real billionaire. Dunya's millionaires are spaza millionaires. Because at the time of mort, your balance sheet that will come out will be zero. Now that you've gone in your qabr, not 1 cent will come. Your BM is not going to come. Your big factories and your big offices, nothing is going to come in the qabr. Your amal will go. And we have to see how much. Now let us think, now I mentioned this fazilat, and to read this durood was nothing difficult. Ask ourselves, who of us read the durood now? We didn't read durood, we're not interested. We, if we don't do it now, it said strike while the iron is hot. Now we didn't strike and it's cold, then where? Afterwards, who is going to read? We don't read, we just listen. We don't, it's just out of our lives to make amal. Now we don't read, we could just even read one time. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. And those who read when they hear, they get tawfiq afterwards. When we heard it fresh, we didn't make amal. Afterwards we forget, we're going outside, we're going to start talking and all other things, get to our businesses again, everything. Where are we going to remember? Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. So to read Durood Sharif is a great ibadah. After, on Friday after Asr, to read this durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. 80 years, if we read it 80 times before we get up, we get the sawab of 80 years ibadat sawab. Who's going to live for 80 years and only make ibadat? In 4 minutes, it only takes 4 minutes, but who got time on a Friday after Asr? 80 years gunas will be made maaf. Who's going to live for 80 years and only every Jummah we can get so lot sawab? But just indifference from our side. We haven't got that interest, we haven't got that urge to make a few cents profit in the business. That we have got lot interest for those things. But for this which is our real business and our real profit, we don't have. So we should try and read this after Asr. Then it's after Durood Sharif. To make Salatul Tasbih. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that must I not give you a gift? And those days they all understood a gift was some amal, some wazifa. Like today we also ask, give me a wazifa, special wazifa. They should ask for a gift. So Nabi, so he said, please my nephew, give me, what is that special gift? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read Salatul Tasbih. If you can, read it daily. If you can't, once a week. If you can't, once a month. If you can't, once a year. And don't be so weak that once in your lifetime also you didn't read it. Amongst the pious, the practice is to read it every Friday, Jumu'ah, Salatul Tasbih. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads Salatul Tasbih, all his gunas, past and future, minor and major, intentional, unintentional, all gunas are made maaf. Ulama say for major gunas, we should make tawbah. But in the hadith it comes, all your gunas will be made maaf. So try and make Salatul Tasbih every Friday. And if we free ourselves on a Friday, we can manage all this amal. But if we are busy with all other things, it will be difficult. But there are people who still who manage after Maghrib on Thursday, we can start. After Isha, do something. In Fajr time too, we'll manage all these things. So that is another great ibadah. Another great ibadah for Jummah is dua. Dua also generally we are very negligent. The only dua the most of us make is behind the imam. And we insist the imam must make loud dua. That also we don't want to make. He must make dua for us. And all we hardly say ameen. We are dreaming. We are looking around. That is not called dua. Dua, for it comes from the heart. That you must engage and involve your heart in that dua. That is dua. And from Friday there are two special occasions when duas are readily accepted. One is between the two khutbahs. At that time, without moving the tongue, in the heart, make dua. We all got our needs, and our biggest need is to die on iman. That the life of our qabr must be peaceful, Qiyamah's day. We, about our family, how many people, oh, now just this one, 2 days, major operations of the children, brain operations, this is the time for dua. We ask other people to make dua, it's good, right? But these are special times, at that time make dua. The other time is between Asr and Maghrib, that whole time. If we can't give the whole time, as much time as is possible before Maghrib, Friday try and come a little earlier. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, come earlier to the masjid, or wherever we are, but that time between, especially before Maghrib on a Friday, is very valuable. Make the duas that we need for us, our family. How many people got financial problems, health problems, other problems people have got? The only way it can get solved is by Allah. And this is a time when we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. So dua on a Friday is very, very valuable. Then on a Friday, try and read one surah that starts with Sabbaha Yusabbihu, which are called the Musabbihat. And the shortest of all of them is Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. Try and read that surah on a Friday. On a Friday, try and make sure we use Atar. That is especially ibadat also for Friday, and we have been stressed very much in the hadith that if you are a poor person, you haven't got your wife's Atar, use it. But for a Friday, use Atar. So important it is. So these are 8 a'mal which are called a'mal khassa li yawm al jumu'ah. What are they? To wake up earlier than usual. And please listen with the niyat of amal. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Not just that it's a formality, we came, we have to give a talk, we have to pass time, finish this half an hour to make bayan. No, it is for something that we take a lesson. So, to get up earlier than usual, to go to the qabristan, then to read Surah Kahf on this day. Then Durood Sharif, increase, every day we must read Durood. Jummah we must increase our Durood. Then Salatul Tasbih we should try and make. Then to read the Dua, to make Dua, especially between the two khutbas and between Maghrib, Asr and Maghrib. To use Atar and to read a surah that starts with Sabbaha Yusabbihu. May Allah give us tawfiq. Just to summarize in 1 minute, that the 6 a'mal that we should try and do for Jummah, for which every step we take, 1 year's continuous ibadat sawab, 1 year's continuous roza sawab. Ibadat, namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, as though we made it continuous for 1 year, for every step that we take. Is to wake up earlier, to bath and wear clean clothes for Jumu'ah. Second, to come walking. Third, to come as early as possible. Fourth, to sit as close as possible to the Imam and try and do that for every namaz. And every Jummah especially, try and always come to the front. And the fifth is to listen attentively, and the sixth is not to do anything useless. The 8 a'mal that we should also try and observe on the day of Jumu'ah, to try and wake up earlier than usual, even if it's a few minutes. To visit the Qabristan, to read Surah Kahf, to read Durood Sharif in abundance, to make Salatul Tasbih on this day, then to dua between the two khutbas and between Asr and Maghrib. Dua will be particular about dua. To use Atar and to read a surah that starts with Sabbaha, Yusabbihu. May Allah give us topic. The success of all this is if we will make amal on it. Deen is not the knowledge of deen. Many of us know many things. Deen is to practice. If we will practice, we will get the benefit. If you have a cook who makes the best soup in the world, which is very good for winter, you don't catch a cold, you don't sneeze also, and very tasty, but well, he doesn't drink himself, he won't get the benefit. He can give the whole world free of charge. He'll get the sawab for it. But he'll get the benefit when he drinks it himself. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa afiru da'wana.